Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow. This update brought to you by Commonwealth Financial Network. When it's time to change the conversation, talk with a broker-dealer RIA that's ready to listen. Call 866-462-3638 or visit commonwealth.com to learn more. Today we're watching for earnings, with almost two dozen companies in the S&P 500 scheduled to report. They include Verizon, Visa, and Travelers. We're also looking for the weekly report on initial jobless claims at 8:30 Wall Street time. At 9:45, it's the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index, then at 10 leading economic indicators. Stocks are mostly higher this morning. Investors assessing the strength of the global economy and geopolitical risks before the weekend's French election. Oil's rebounding after its biggest slump in more than a month, while the dollar slides. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day on Bloomberg. S&P futures up 7 points, Dow futures up 48, NASDAQ futures up 18. DAX in Germany's up 0.1%. 10-year Treasury down 3/32, the yield 2.22%. NYMEX crude oil is up 0.9% or 43 cents to $50.87 a barrel. COMEX gold down 0.2% or $2.60 to $12.80.90 an ounce. The euro, $1.0769, the yen, 109.03. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Now here's Michael Barr with more on what's going on around the world. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Karen. Vice President Mike Pence praised Indonesia's democracy and moderate form of Islam after meeting with the president of the world's most populous Muslim nation. Pence spoke in Jakarta today. Venezuela's capital is bracing for more protests after two more people were killed and hundreds were arrested in yesterday's anti-government demonstrations. Opposition leaders won and embattled President Maduro to hold elections. Violence erupted after the country's Supreme Court stripped the country's Congress of the few powers it had left. In sports and baseball, the Yankees, the Mets, and the Nationals were all winners. The Red Sox and the Giants lost. In the NBA playoffs, the Wizards have a 2-game lead over the Hawks. Washington beat Atlanta 109-101. The Warriors lead their series 2-0 over Portland after a 110-81 win. Global news 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Michael Barr. This is Bloomberg, Bob.
Thank you, Michael. Well, if investors are worried about French politics, it's not showing up in today's debt sales, even as far-left and far-right candidates turn the French elections into a four-horse race. France achieved lower yields at the auctions of nominal bonds than at previous sales of the securities, and bid cover ratios were similar to the prior offerings. With us now is Valentin Marinov, head of G10 FX strategy at Crédit Agricole from our London studios. Good morning and welcome. There seems to be further evidence of easing concern about France's elections this morning in the rallying euro and stronger French and periphery banks. Is it European risks on?
Well, it does feel that there is a sense of relief in the markets. I think the trigger was the recent polls suggesting that Macron's lead ahead of the first round has increased more recently. On the whole, however, I think that a cautious view should prevail. It is the case that we had that experience time and time again last year where the polls got it badly wrong, especially when it came to underestimating the strength of the anti-establishment vote. So despite the price action today, our view still is that cautiousness is warranted going to the first round of the French presidential elections.
What would you see happening to the euro if, say, either Mélenchon or Le Pen were to win?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and we've been debating that internally as well as with clients. It could well turn out to be a catastrophic outcome for the euro, especially in the case of a decisive Le Pen victory, in that the expectation would be that a call for a referendum on France's EU membership or indeed Eurozone membership could indeed follow, and that could ultimately push the euro much, much lower compared to current levels. In our estimates, what we are trying to do, and when we're simulating really an outcome, we can't really estimate the such an outcome, but what we could do is really to get an approximation of the risks really growing of such outcome materializing. And in that, we think that if indeed, say, after the first round, investors start becoming more concerned about a potential a win, especially by Le Pen, we could see the euro easily down by 9 or 10%, if you wish. A drop in euro-dollar through parity is indeed conceivable.
And you did mention at the outset that you see that still as a lingering threat. Would that have a ripple effect across Europe?
That's something to be counted on. If indeed we do see that tail risk materializing, what we've tried to capture in our simulations is precisely that the contagion effect we're going to see from an initial sell-off in, the OAT market to a sell-off in the BTP market, other vulnerable bond markets in the Eurozone, so that the estimated really 10% drop in the euro is capturing that contagion effect as well. So it's not going to just stop with France. More countries could, or indeed asset markets could, come under pressure. And just speaking of it, really just realizing that if you look at balance of payment data really of late in the Eurozone, one of the persistent themes we've been having in recent months was the steady buying of Eurozone equities. I mean, it certainly helped the fact that strategist after strategist tells you that European stock are cheap and indeed Le Pen has no chance. So we did see that inflow actually intensifying at the start of the new year. So presumably investors have built some exposure to Eurozone stocks. So any shock win by Le Pen or to a degree Mélenchon could indeed scare those people off. So we could see some unwinding of those flows. And indeed that could work to weigh on the euro some more.
I have about 15 seconds left here. The developments this week on Brexit, has that changed your view?
Not necessarily. What we are seeing is a reaction in the pound driven solely by positioning and indeed undervaluation. We think the outlook for the currency remains challenging as we expect economic fundamentals to deteriorate. From that point of view, we think that the pound is still a sell on rallies.
Valentin Marinov, head of G10 FX Strategy at Crédit Agricole, thank you very much for joining us from our London studios. Let's take a forward look at the markets now. S&P futures currently up 7 points. That is almost a third of 1%. 10-year Treasury prices down 3/32. The yield at 2.2249%. The 2-year yield at 1.1805. You're listening to Bloomberg Daybreak, and this is Bloomberg Radio. Bloomberg Daybreak, brought to you by the New York Community Trust, where donors like you help them make New York better.